You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. The medical community is slowly beginning to offer more services online, test results, scheduling, and even some virtual appointments. And there are talk therapists who are getting in on this. Therapy sessions via Skype, smartphone apps to help patients identify if they're feeling depressed or anxious and need to seek treatment. A tech startup called Talkspace has joined the fray. They offer web-based therapy for patients with limited time and money. Accessibility, convenience, well, not so fast. Turns out therapy provided over the internet may come at a different price. Katie Heiler reports.
Catherine Glick is working three jobs. By day, she runs a mental health and addictions clinic in New Jersey and teaches an online course for therapy students. By night, she returns to her North Philly apartment to snuggle with her two cats, Bo and Wilma, and chat with 25 of her clients.
My colleagues make fun of me. They say I'm an angry typer.
Glick is a licensed professional counselor who practices therapy online through Talkspace, a platform that offers on-demand text messaging therapy. For $25 a week, users can communicate with an experienced, licensed therapist like Glick in a private, secure chat room on the Talkspace website or mobile app. Tonight, Glick is speaking with a gentleman who is struggling with some behavior issues that don't align with his strict religious beliefs. He's been her client for over a year. The average user spends around 6 months on Talkspace. But Glick has never seen his face and only knows his first name. Glick says the anonymity that the website offers allows her client to really open up.
He doesn't have to sugarcoat it. He doesn't have to lie to me about it because he's feeling shameful because he's seeing me face to face.
A user can post to the chat room whenever they like. Talkspace therapists are encouraged to respond when they can, usually at a rate that amounts to an hour of therapy a week. The format is especially good for users like Glick's client, who can't commit to a weekly traditional therapy session.
His life is jam-packed. If he had to go see someone face to face, he probably would not be able to make those sessions consistently. And after a while, he would probably just drop out.
Roughly 45 million Americans suffer from mental health issues each year, but nearly two-thirds of them are not receiving any care. Research shows that at least half of them don't get treated because they don't have access to therapy, can't afford it, or find it too stigmatizing. Most mental health providers have come to agree that online therapy has the potential to remove those barriers. But whether the world is ready for it to exist in the form of something like Talkspace is a much more challenging question to answer.
You know, so many industries were democratized by digital platforms. And it doesn't make any sense that psychotherapy, the only profession that is based only on communication, remained completely traditional.
Ronnie Frank co-founded Talkspace in 2012 as a website that could help you find and schedule a face-to-face session with a therapist. But it wasn't very popular. Instead, people were using the website's link to customer support to send Ronnie long, personal emails about the issues that had brought them to the site.
I was like, how come they're coming to me? There are many therapists on their site with, you know, nice pictures and bios and everything. And this is how we started realizing that people want to come to the site and just start messaging with a therapist without scheduling a session.
Frank says the new Talkspace website has nearly 120,000 users and has raised $13 million in funding to date. But while the company basks in the glow of its early success, it still faces some significant challenges. Online therapy may be as good as traditional therapy in treating anxiety and depression, according to some studies. On the other hand, treating a patient anonymously online can be dangerous if a person threatens to harm themselves or others. But the thing that truly threatens the long-term viability of Talkspace and online therapy in general is therapist licensing. Each Talkspace therapist has a license to practice in their own state. But when a therapist treats a client from another state online, the question becomes, where are they practicing?
So if there were a dispute to arise, if someone, a client committed suicide or something like that, what law would you look to? And I think a good plaintiff's attorney would probably look at both states and see whichever state's laws were most favorable.
That's Jason Zack, a Miami-based attorney with a degree in counseling psychology from the University of Pennsylvania. When it comes to regulating therapy over the internet, Zack says, it's sort of like the Wild West. Many states don't specify whether a therapist in their state can treat clients in another state online. The penalty for practicing psychology without a license can range from hundreds to thousands of dollars in fines and even jail time. Nicole Amesbury, head of clinical development at Talkspace, knows that the risk involved in online therapy is going to scare some therapists away.
Some people would want to shy away from that and say, well, this is a horrible idea. But then the loss there is so incredible because it's a crisis that so many people aren't getting help.
As Glick finishes up her day back at her Kensington apartment, she acknowledges the risk. It's one she's willing to take if it can help fulfill the Talkspace mission of making therapy accessible and affordable for all.
Even though I was sort of like very hesitant about online counseling and therapy, that spoke to me on a deeper level.
For The Pulse, I'm Katie Heiler.